First Thessalonians is the book of sanctification. It has been called one of the most gentle and affectionate of Paul's letters. Another author says it is characterized by simplicity, gentleness, and affection. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians, and let's begin by asking who wrote it. The first verse says that the authors were Paul, Silas, and Timothy. We is used of the authors throughout the book. But it is obvious that the main author is Paul. He refers to himself by name in the first verse of the first chapter, as well as 2:18. And he uses the first person singular pronoun I in 3:5, 4:13, and 5:27. So while the first verse says that Paul, Silas, and Timothy were the authors, obviously the main author is the Apostle Paul. Who were the recipients of this letter? Well, obviously, 1 Thessalonians was written to the church at Thessalonica. What you need to understand is a bit of background concerning Paul's journey to really appreciate what's going on here. Macedonia was a Roman province, something like a state in the United States. Paul and Silas and Timothy visited Macedonia, and one or more of them covered such cities as Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, Athens, and Corinth. Now let me repeat that. They visited one or more of them, such cities as Philippi, then Thessalonica, after that Berea, and then Athens and Corinth. Now with that sort of overview in mind, let's look at some of the details. Paul, Silas, and Timothy went to Macedonia and established a church at our first city, Philippi. Probably leaving Timothy at Philippi, Paul and Silas traveled 100 miles to Thessalonica. When persecution broke out, Paul and Silas left Thessalonica. 40 miles later, they stopped at Berea. Timothy joined them at Berea. When the Jews at Thessalonica came to Berea causing trouble, Paul left Silas and Timothy and went to Athens. He was in Athens alone. Later, Silas and Timothy joined Paul in Athens, and he sent Timothy back to Thessalonica. Timothy caught up with Paul in Corinth and gave him the good report concerning the believers at Thessalonica. It was then that Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians from Corinth in 51 A.D. Now, I recognize that all sounded a little complicated, but from the book of Acts and piecing together information in 1 Thessalonians, we can see that trip that I just described written out. So, the recipients were the believers in the church at Thessalonica, and Paul wrote to them about 51 A.D., from the letter itself, we know that he earnestly desired to visit them again. Since that was not possible, he sent Timothy from Athens, who brought back the good report that I mentioned a moment ago. This report was the occasion of the letter. The Thessalonians were doing well spiritually, yet Paul was concerned about their faith, their sanctification, especially their love, and so he wrote to them. There was also a doctrinal question about the rapture, and there were difficulties in their meetings. So again, the recipients of 1 Thessalonians is the church at Thessalonica. What is the subject of 1 Thessalonians? Well, in a word, I believe the one subject that fits as an overall subject for the whole book is the subject of sanctification. That is mentioned specifically in chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, and it's mentioned at the very end of the book in chapter 5, verse 23. Well, if that's the subject, how does Paul develop that subject in the book of 1 Thessalonians? In other words, what is the structure of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians is a letter. It begins with a salutation followed by a thanksgiving. Next, we would expect a prayer, but instead, Paul defends his ministry. Then he returns not to the format which would include a prayer, but to thanksgiving again. After that, he returns to a discussion of his relationship to them. And finally, when we get to chapter 3, verse 11, he prays. If you will recall, something similar to this happened in the book of Ephesians. In Ephesians, Paul interrupted his prayer. In 1 Thessalonians, he interrupts his thanksgiving. The subject of the book is sanctification. Paul is concerned about their faith, their love, and their hope. That's very evident as you look at the body of the book. That, I would suggest, are the elements of sanctification. Sanctification is growing to maturity in faith, love, and hope. Now, with that in mind, let's look more specifically at an outline of 1 Thessalonians. As I said a moment ago, it's in the format of a letter. So there is the salutation, the thanksgiving, and then there's the body of the book, and finally it closes with personal greetings and a benediction. What I want to do is focus on the body of the book. Now keep in mind, the subject is sanctification. I think the body of the book can be divided into four parts. First, there is a section we could call personal in chapter 2, verse 1 through chapter 3, verse 13. Then there is a section we can call practical. That's in chapter 4, verses 1 to 12. That's followed by a prophetical section in 4:13 to 5:11. And finally, the fourth section is Paul deals with church polity in 5:12 to 24. The personal section, back up in chapter 2, 1 to 3:13, concerns their faith. The practical section in 4:1 to 12 concerns their love. The prophetic section in 4:13 to 5:11 deals with their hope. Notice, the first three points in the body of the book deal with their faith, their love, and their hope. In that, I think the overall subject is sanctification. I think faith, love, and hope are the divisions of being set apart to the Lord as Paul develops that subject in 1 Thessalonians. What then is the purpose of this book? The first purpose of 1 Thessalonians is to encourage them in their faith. Jewish unbelievers charge that Paul used flattery to cover up his greed and that his motive was personal honor. His failure to return seemed to support their claim. Paul defends himself in order to encourage the believers in their faith. The second purpose of 1 Thessalonians is to exhort them to grow in love. Because of moral problems, Paul exhorted them to be sanctified, that is, to grow in love. The third purpose of 1 Thessalonians is to establish them in hope. After his departure, some of the believers in the church died. The remaining ones wondered what would happen to the departed ones at the rapture. Paul writes to establish them in hope and comfort. The fourth purpose of 1 Thessalonians is to enlighten them concerning church matters. There were minor problems in their assembly. Paul tells them to esteem the elders, minister to one another, and handle the meetings properly. To sum up, Paul wrote to the believers at Thessalonica to encourage them to be more and more set apart unto the Lord in their personal and in their assembly life. the spiritual truth for us to glean from this book is that sanctification consists of growing to maturity in faith, love, and hope. Remember, 1 Thessalonians is the book of sanctification.